pronounce the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Please be seated. Well, the lessons today all have to do with so many things, but especially peace and being prepared, having a proper attitude, being obedient, being righteous before God. It's just like all of it is an amazing amount of, we could be here for hours, but we won't, I promise. But it also talks about humility, being humble, being gentle. It's just amazing. We know that Jesus didn't sin, but we know he got baptized. But before we get to that, it's interesting how Isaiah explained the Messiah. He will not break. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. Just that one little section there tells us so much about our Savior. When we say to ourselves, a bruised reed he will not break, think about that. That means Jesus is tender. Jesus is gentle. He's not going to go around stomping around. You know how you see sometimes, well, maybe even adults, but little kids, they'll stomp around in the garden by mistake, you know, and kind of destroy the flowers. But our Lord, who created everything, is going to take care of even a bruised reed. And if we translate that into an analogy about ourselves, that makes it more enduring and personal and comforting. Because there are times in our lives when we are bruised and we need a little extra tender, loving care. And the fire that we have at times can go out or be very dim. But Jesus, and through the Holy Spirit, is always there to help us, to encourage us, to have peace, to rest with God's loving arms, to have excitement and energy in the midst of total chaos. And our Savior is going to bring forth justice by the power of faith and love and everything else we read about in the lessons today. Even take the lessons home and read them. Even the song is an amazing testament to what kind of God we have, why we are, who we are as people of God, why we are worshiping Him. It really lets us know how cared and loved we are by our Lord. Even Acts is about peace, because Peter tells them, you know the message that He sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say how it all happened. Jesus was prepared for ministry by holy baptism. And what did He do? He didn't stop when He was baptized. He kept going. That was the beginning of His ministry. He went around doing good. He went around healing. He went around preaching about God and reconciliation and salvation. When we're baptized, that's just the beginning of who we are as children of God. So today's lesson is the first Sunday after Epiphany. And Epiphany means the showing forth of Christ. So in the next several weeks, we'll have showing forth of Christ, learning more and more about Christ and how His life and ministry started with baptism, and how our life is supposed to start with baptism. Our ministry is to start after we are baptized, because that's when we know we believe in Christ and we want to please Him. And at the very end of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says, go and baptize the nations in the name of the Father, Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then we have the, let's say, the confirmation or the showing forth of Christ in this gospel. It's God's words and what happened after Jesus was baptized. The heavens opened, and God said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And if you think about that, that's a very important thing to listen to. With whom I am well pleased. God loves every single one of us. God loves everything in His creation. But God is not always pleased with what goes on with us and His people and His creation. So what we want to do is be like Jesus. It sounds kind of corny, but that's what we want to do. We want to be like Jesus so that we can please God and glorify Him with our lives. And our lives in ministry, it really does start to happen. It's like a template. We learn over the next couple of weeks what needs to happen before we do ministry. And that's for all of us. Absolutely all of us. So as we learn about Jesus, we learn about who we are to be. We learn about how we are to live. Now I can't imagine how John the Baptist felt, because even though he was very rough and tough and ready, and not shy and retiring, he was still humble and he was totally obedient to God. And here he's got the Lord coming to him, and he knew, and Jesus wants him to baptize him. And John the Baptist says, "No, I should be baptized by you. It should be the other way around." But Jesus wanted to make a point. Jesus didn't sin. He didn't need the baptism of repentance. But he wanted to show God's people what was needed. What was needed to fulfill righteousness. And that's being obedient and being baptized. And mostly listening to God. So John the Baptist, he felt very uncomfortable. And John's attitude kind of just lets us know a little bit more about him, how he was humble, but how he also was obedient, because he agreed to it, even though he didn't want to. So this shows us that John knew his own sin. And that's what we're to do. We are to know our own sin. John knew he needed to be baptized by Jesus Christ. All of us in our life are to realize that we need, even though we've been, we need the baptism of Christ in our life. We need the Holy Spirit in our life to fill us with God's power. It's amazing to know that John really did obey him and baptize him beyond his own comfort zone. So why did Jesus have to be baptized? John knew that Jesus' baptism was kind of superior to his own, which was repentance, which we need just as well. Jesus shows us true righteousness by being obedient. And Jesus gives and he shows us his own personal example of what we are to follow. If we expect to serve the Lord, then we are to follow his way and be obedient to him and God. Jesus was 100% obedient to God. We're not going to make that. But we have repentance, we have reconciliation, we have the Lord, we have salvation. But Jesus expects us to follow his way, just like John the Baptist. We are to be humble. We are to be gentle with how we treat one another. And we are to be able to be expected to be treated that way. We are to be humble, obedient, and ready. We are to be aware of our sin and really act obedient to God. We are to know the way of righteousness, like the Lord shows us. We are to actually practice in our prayer time feeling and knowing that God is present with us, so that when we're not in active prayer time, we feel God's presence with us everywhere we are. Even, like I said before, in the midst of chaos. Because God is with us at all times, and He will protect us. Finally, we are, just like Jesus, to receive the power of the Holy Spirit and then use it. It helps us to be ready to be His sisters and brothers. It helps us when we're out and about to show the light of Christ to others and draw them closer to Jesus and closer to God the Father. The Holy Spirit gives us light and the way to go. He enlightens us. He encourages us. He actually, you know, gives us peace when we take the time to allow that to happen. And if we think about it, this particular is a short gospel. I like what Larry said. I'm going to let you know you don't have a page turn, because he always tells Larry about the other Larry about that. But this would be a great gospel for Trinity Sunday, because think about it. We talk about Jesus Christ being baptized. We hear about God the Father confirming who Jesus is as His beloved Son, the Messiah, in whom He is well pleased. And then we hear about the Holy Spirit coming down to dwell with Christ. And that's the one thing that we have. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. Nothing can ever take that away from us. What a gift. What a gift from our Lord. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank You for all the blessings in our lives. We thank You just for learning more and more about John the Baptist, about Jesus, and about Your way, and the way that we are to follow, which is Jesus. His gentleness, His obedience, His peace, His actions, and just let us be as He is, and let us serve You as He does. In Jesus' name we pray.